Thousands of women who were discharged from the armed services after they became pregnant are trying to get an apology and compensation from the federal government. All of them were mustered out prior to a rule change in 1976. They say it was unfair that they were discharged when their male partners were not. Chuck Kornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports from Milwaukee.
In 1970, Carolyn Tyler was training in the Women's Army Corps at bases in Alabama and Texas. A photograph Tyler has from those days shows a rambunctious 19-year-old.
Now here I am in field gear, and I've got my finger pointed toward the sky, screaming forward march.
Tyler recalls being excited about military service, seeing it as a place where she could feel good about herself and her country. But her military career came to an abrupt end just a few months after this picture was taken. Soon after becoming pregnant, Tyler was kicked out of the Army. She wasn't alone. The Pentagon forced nearly all pregnant soldiers to leave the military until the policy was successfully challenged in court in 1976. Tyler says that when she enlisted, she never knew about the pregnancy policy.
If they would have in basic training, for instance, got us all together and said, if you get pregnant, you will be discharged. Sign here and let me know you know the rules. That would have been an entirely different story. But they didn't.
Tyler argues it's unfair that her child's father, a military postal inspector, was allowed to stay in the Army until retiring in the early 1990s. Today, at a time when the Bush administration is praising military service, some of the thousands of other female veterans who were similarly discharged for becoming pregnant echo Tyler's outrage. They've formed a group called Fifth Amendment WACS, saying the military violated their Fifth Amendment or due process rights. Bonnie Williams, who lives in Byron, Georgia, says at the very least, she wants a formal apology.
And I would just like to know that somebody up there in Washington knew that they really screwed up.
Williams also would like financial compensation for the remaining 2 years of her enlistment contract. The idea of compensation doesn't sit well with some veterans at the North Shore Legion Post in suburban Milwaukee. Vietnam-era Navy vet Pete Goossens says he could accept the discharged women getting an apology or explanation from the military, but he opposes any payout.
We open a floodgate for everybody that was ever wronged because of something, especially something with the government. Show me an American citizen has been wronged by the government in one time or another in their life.
Georgia Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney is drafting a bill that would mandate both an apology and money for the affected women. While declining to comment on McKinney's proposed legislation, a Defense Department spokesman stresses that current Armed Forces policy does allow soldiers who become pregnant to remain in the military. That's particularly important at a time when the Armed Forces are struggling not to lose personnel. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.